Blackstone Audio presents Cop Killer by Maj Cheval and Per Wallö. Translated from the Swedish by Thomas Thiel. Chapter 1. She reached the bus stop well ahead of the bus, which would not be along for half an hour yet. 30 minutes of a person's life is not an especially long time. Besides, she was used to waiting and was always early. She thought about what she would make for dinner, and a little about what she looked like, her usual idle thoughts. By the time the bus came, she would no longer have any thoughts at all. She had only 27 minutes left to live. It was a pretty day, clear and gusty, with a touch of early autumn chill in the wind, but her hair was too well lacquered to be affected by the weather. What did she look like? Standing there by the side of the road this way, she might have been in her 40s, a rather tall, sturdy woman, with straight legs and broad hips, and a little secret fat that she was very much afraid might show. She dressed mostly according to fashion, often at the expense of comfort, and on this blustery autumn day she was wearing a bright green 1930s coat, nylon stockings, and thin brown patent leather boots with platform soles. She was carrying a small square handbag with a large brass clasp slung over her left shoulder. This, too, was brown, as were her suede gloves. Her blonde hair had been well sprayed, and she was carefully made up. She didn't notice him until he stopped. He leaned over and threw open the passenger door. "Want a lift?" he said.
"Yes," she said, a little flurried. "Of course. I didn't think..."
"What didn't you think?"
"Well, I didn't expect to get a ride. I was going to take the bus."
"I knew you'd be here," he said. "And it's not out of my way, as it happens. Jump in now, look alive." Look alive. How many seconds did it take her to climb in?